Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the June edition of Windows to Your Spirit with your hostess, Kathleen Avino. If you'd like to schedule a full reading with Kat, make sure you visit the website, Kathleen Avino, avasinvictorino.com. Don't forget to mention your from the radio show, and you will receive your 10 free minutes added to your reading. If you'd like to find me, I'm always at shyisle.net. And Kat is, as usual, running a little late. We can have Mercury retrograde to blame a little bit for this, but mostly it's just because she just got home and she hasn't called in yet. So I don't really know what she's talking about yet because she didn't tell me. So we'll have to find out and play that all by ear. But I would imagine that coming so close to the summer solstice that she's going to be focusing on rebirth and focusing on your manifestations and changes. And, of course, if you're calling in for a reading, make sure that you keep yourself limited to one direct question. What's going to happen this year is not one direct question. That is a full reading. Please schedule your full reading. We keep it to 2 to 3 minutes per question to allow time for more people to come on to have the chance to say what they need to say. Oh, goodness. I have nothing to ramble about because she didn't give me a topic. So, rambling. It is the birthstone for June. I have no idea, but you know, it feels like a ruby month. I'm sure that's not the bright stone. But ruby is all about your psychic connections and spiritual growth. And it seems like a good stone to use if you're wanting to focus and redirect any kind of energies. Okay. I said it's probably not the right birthstone, okay? So I'm sure it's not, but it just feels fitting that everyone should be focusing on their psychic energies right now because as the world is continually changing and leaps and bounds, the more connected and that you are to your own intuition, the more effective you're going to be in making the right decisions. Also, if you could limit, and I say this as a full carnivore with hypocrisy, but coming from the guides, if you can limit your meat intake or curtail it as much as possible, that will also help you to connect in more directly with your intuition. The lighter your diet, the lighter your spirit. Grounding, getting out there, sticking your feet in the dirt. There's nothing better than dirty feet, sorry. It's just the country girl in me. But it's the most effective way to ground and clear out your energy. Sticking your feet right into the dirt. The ocean or water will clear it and cleanse it, absolutely, but there's nothing like the dirt to ground and clear your aura quickly and effectively. Animals for the month. You know, it feels like a snowy egret kind of month, too. And all of the crane-type birds have to do with reconnecting with your spirit, with lost or forgotten dreams, messages. So if you find yourself a little lost or you're unsure of your direction, if you pull in the snowy egret in your meditative focus or even a blue heron itself, it'll help to get you back on track and that will work to teach you how to focus and guide that energy. Thank God she's finally here. You gave me no topic. I had nothing to ramble about.
Well, you know what is it? I always use the Mercury retrograde, the Mercury retrograde as an excuse. But honestly, you know what's funny is like my topics are basically based on angst.
Mm-hmm.
On something that's bothering me, something that's pissing me off, or something that's hit me somehow. And I have to be honest with you, the last couple of weeks, even though it's been retrograde, has been relatively calm and peaceful and happy. Matter of fact, I went to the movies tonight, and I was out. That's why I told you I was on my way home. I was just saying, I was sitting there having a cigarette on the avenue, saying, oh, you know, life is good. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
All good. You're blessed. You're this, you're that. And it's very true. And it's hard to write about something when you're in such a good place, except for the fact that I'm really in a good place. So I think tonight should be about putting yourself in a good place.
I agree.
Because I also feel that part of being in a good place is the fact that you put yourself there.
That's true.
The choices that you make, the things that you do, well, you surround yourself with, has a lot to do with being in a good place. You know, being in a good place isn't by accident, it's by design.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you say to yourself, okay, my life sucks, then maybe you should sit down and find out why your life sucks. So if you hate your job, think about putting yourself in a different place. People say, oh, no, I can't get another job. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
With patience, perseverance, putting the effort in, making the right phone calls. I'm not talking about the black hole called monster.com. We're talking about getting a hold of headhunters. We're talking about going down to the labor department. We're talking about getting on the computer at the labor department, which are active type things where they can help
mm-hmm.
you, and making life happen, you know? I want to say that I'm very happy, too, because I am the Brooklyn Courier. They put my interview, which came out very nice, on
mm-hmm.
the half-page interview with my little cheery face on the
nice
picture. And, you know, I went in there, and I went out to dinner tonight, and we were talking, and we were just yakking, and I told him, a person I've been with for a while and know them for, like, 20 years, you know, a restaurant bar I go to, and I said, oh, by the way, I'm in the Brooklyn Courier, we're joking about it. He goes, well, wait a minute. He says, they want to do a psychic night. I'm like, okay, sign me up. And he goes, you're in. So
cool.
It's like you also create your opportunities.
Yes.
You know, I always tell people, if you want to meet somebody, you want to have new friends, you know, unless you have a very cheery UPS man, you need to get the hell out of the house once in a while.
That's very true. And
you know,
I married the pizza delivery guy once, and it didn't work out. It was really bad. So you don't want to find people that way.
No. And you want to also understand the fact that, you know, we're here to learn something, but you don't have to learn
mm-hmm.
the same thing 50 times. You really don't.
Exactly.
So you make a decision that you want to be happy. You make a decision that, what can I do differently? I'm making a decision to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what that is. Take a walk every day. Meet somebody on the street. Just get to talking.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, it's not that easy. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's about a change of routine. It's about changing your energy. It's about changing your outlook. And it's gradual and very productive, but it has to be consistent. You know, my philosophy is real simple. If you bang your head on the wall and it hurts, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, you and I talked, and I was a little anxious and nervous about 3-4 weeks ago, true?
Yes.
I was a little concerned on what was going to happen. You know, the school I've been working at for 27 years, there's a good chance of closing. You know, I've been teaching there for 27 years. It was a good income, 2 days a week, 2 nights a week. It was great. I thought
mm-hmm.
that was my elephant burial ground. Life throws you a curve. So you write an email and you throw your resume out to the right person. You do your homework. And hopefully now, God willing, I will be teaching a different college come September.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's the things that you say to yourself, what can I do differently to deal with this current dilemma, outcome, you know, situation? And that's how you work it. And no, it's not easy. And sometimes it sucks. And sometimes you get a little
mm-hmm.
anxious, and sometimes you get a little suicidal. Yeah, it happens. But you use that as a motivator. Because no matter how lonely you are in the world, there's somebody who needs you, whether you realize it or not. I mean, I've based my life on Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life. You know, he did not realize, if he jumped off that bridge and drowned, how many people he would have affected, how many lives he would have impacted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize that, that the will, even if it's one person, it matters. So if you sit there and you say, okay, I've got a roof over my head, I've got food on the table, I'm facing some bullshit right now, but you know what? In the big picture, I can change that bullshit in time. With some perseverance, with some dedication, with some commitment, eventually I can chip away at the bullshit and make different decisions and create different outcomes. Not going to happen overnight. Because anybody who's mm-hmm. read with me know that I don't give quick fixes, because that's just blowing smoke up your ass. I don't do that.
Right.
But you have to make that commitment to yourself. To say, I'm not going to blow smoke up my own ass by saying, my life sucks. That's a different mm-hmm. kind of smoke. There's pink smoke mm-hmm. and there's gray smoke. Regardless, it's still yeah. smoke. And it's not real. It's not tangible. You can't touch it. You can't really feel it. You can see it, but it's not real. Smoke is not real. It can be altered. It can be changed. And if you plan fun things, it gives you something to look forward to. Even if it's, I'm going to go to the beach in 2 weeks, or I'm going to go to the park and make a picnic for myself in 2 weeks. You can't fix everything in 24 hours. You can't. And if you think you can, you should check yourself in the nearest loony bin, because that's delusional. But you can fix mm-hmm. things little by little with confidence, belief in yourself, self-love, and even if you don't have support of others. Truth is, you don't need anybody's support. Not anybody's approval. Does it help? Sure it does. But you can still get to the where you want to be without that help. If you don't have it, you don't have it. So don't complain about it. Work around it. Well, basically, today's thing. I am happy. I am pleased. It was kind of cool. I was in the Rite Aid. And I asked mm-hmm. the girls, I said, do you have Brooklyn Courier? And they said, oh, no, we don't have that paper. So I thumbed through some of the papers, and there was two of them. And I said, there's right here. There's two of them. So I thumbed through real quick to find my article. And I showed the girls, and I said, and they said, oh, my God, you're famous. So, you know, it was, you had a good laugh. But, yeah, I guess I am. I guess this week I'm famous. And I
yes,
guess that
are.
Felt good to be famous. But
mm-hmm.
it was by being extremely pleasant and nice to the people around me, and they wanted to do things for me. And I think that mm-hmm. has a lot to do with it. If you are kind to everybody for no reason, it will come back to you. Somehow, some way, when you need it, it'll be there for you. You know, it wasn't calculated. It wasn't deliberate. It was just being nice. And nice things happen when you're nice. For no reason.
Yes.
Other than that you're nice. And I can hear the echoes. But I'm nice. I'm a good people. Mm-hmm. I'm a good person. I'm good to everybody. How come? Well, examine really your motives. And maybe it's just your life lesson. And maybe mm-hmm. it's just going to take a little bit longer. But hang in there, because it will work itself out. If you truly are a nice person and you really do things just for the sake of doing them, not because you're looking for something, then eventually, trust me, Spirit will provide. And that's why I really yeah. couldn't motivate myself. It was like, I'm just plain happy. You know, things are going well, I'm happy, it's all good. And that's when you start to appreciate the little things in life. And that's the bottom line. You know, I know that you've gone through a lot recently, and it's all been for the good.
It has.
And not to say that you've got some trials and tribulations that you have to get through, but you can see the light in the tunnel for the first time in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Decades.
Decades.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. How are we on the caller list tonight? Quiet?
We have
busy?
We have two callers that beat us here by half an hour. So
oof, bless their hearts.
Yeah,
All right, so yeah. We won't keep them any longer.
Yeah. Area code 510, can we get your first name?
Hi, my name is Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes.
Hi, Tasha. How are you tonight? How can we help you?
I want to get a psychic reading.
Yes, honey, but the way I work on the radio show is one clean question. Not,
okay,
what's the next 6 months or my life? That's too
okay,
broad. Narrow it down.
Do you see me having a chat with Chris?
Yes, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go beyond your question.
Okay.
Don't think that's going to keep him around.
Okay.
So really determine whether or not you are in an emotional, financial, all kinds of position to raise a child on your own.
Okay.
Because unless you get a full-blown commitment, 24/7, ring on your finger, let's live together, white picket fence,
uh-huh,
I'm going to be very shocked if you get pregnant.
Okay.
So I hope that was a help, honey.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Area code 505. Can we get your first name?
Hi. My name is Patricia. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Trish. You're from New Mexico?
Yes.
505. When I come back in my second life, I'm going to become a long-distance operator.
That'd be awesome.
So how can I help you?
Oh, Kat, you know, I'm getting out there, out of my comfort zone. I went to a city event, and I spoke, had a really nice conversation with four different gentlemen. One stands out. His initials are A, and
I
he's
just
an
give
older
me his
gentleman.
First name, honey. Just give me his first name.
I think it's Atanasio or something like that. It's hard to pronounce. That's why I said A.
Okay.
But very, very kind. He's a lot older than me. But I don't know. Is there, you know, will I see him again, you know, as friends or?
Well, it could be more. But with this man, he's very apprehensive about getting very involved because this is a very grounded human being and he doesn't want any kind of drama or anyone who's not where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like there is a potential here. Now, how did you leave it off with him?
Oh, well,
I feel like it's very open-ended.
Yes, it was. I shook his hand. I said, well, I'm going to go walk around because I didn't want to smother him. But I had two really nice conversations with him. We have a lot in common. I know that he's probably not the one, but, you know, I don't know, there's a connection there. And I don't know, it could be a past
life. I get friendship, honey. I get friendship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'll see him again?
Well, I think the problem is because of the age difference,
yeah,
and there's also a cultural issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whether or not you'd have to make the first move.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it feels good. If I ever see him again, I'll maybe delve a little bit deeper, but I don't want to go too deep because I know he's not the one and I'm really looking for the one, but there's something there. You know, there's
a
reason
why. Well, I think
he
would be a very nice companion.
Oh, nice.
But I also feel that the danger in this is that he could, I think why he wasn't more aggressive wasn't because he was not interested, but because he was.
Oh, okay.
And
I
think
hope I
this
didn't
man
hurt.
Is looking for someone he can settle down with, and he knows that this could actually create a position of where he could get hurt inadvertently.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
Right, so you have to kind of figure out what's more important here, what you really want, or putting yourself in a position to do something inadvertently that you wouldn't want to do.
Yeah, and I would want to be very open and honest with him at first.
It
so
wouldn't
that,
matter, honey. You can't tell your heart what to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right.
I think the reason you met him was because those are the traits that you're looking for in a partner.
Oh, yes, he's very kind. He's a widow.
And I think that's why you met him, to reaffirm, don't settle for less.
Yeah.
Okay. And on that note, we're filling up, so we need to move along.
Well, I hope that was a help,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Area code 360. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I'm wondering how my small claims court hearing's going to go on the 18th of June. I'm suing this kid for destroying.
Well, my guys are telling me better than expected, and I'm happy this is the 18th because we're out of Mercury retrograde, and I feel like you will get closure. I just don't feel like you're going to get as much as you expect, but I feel like justice will be done.
Okay.
So stop worrying.
Okay.
Visualize a positive outcome, okay?
All right.
Thank
Very
you for
good.
Calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 484. Can we get your first name?
Yes. Hi. My name is Tiffany. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your first name again, honey? I'm sorry you broke up.
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany. How can we help you?
Do you see any changes in my household this coming month?
In terms of a move?
I'm not sure what
you're asking me. The more direct the question, the more accurate.
Well, basically, I just moved into this place, and I was wondering if you see anybody, like a roommate, moving in with me.
But be very careful, because I don't see it right away. Don't rush into this. My guides are saying $35. Go for the money to whoever you're going to consider as a roommate. Make sure you do a background check. I don't care what they tell you, do a background check. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like within 30, 60, you will have a roommate. And a good one.
Okay, is it a male or a female?
I feel like a female energy.
Okay.
But do the background check, sweetie. Don't, if you're going to regret it if you don't do a background check.
Right.
Whatever it costs you, I think it's like $35, $65, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
Go for the money. It'll be the best money you ever spent.
Okay.
All right.
So do let us know how you make out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Area code 856.
Cool.
856, can you get your first name?
Mark.
Hi, Mark. How can we help you tonight?
Pretty good. I like stuff. Just want to ask you a quick question. You see me and my ex-girlfriend being back together, or has she moved
what's
on?
What's your name is Dawn?
Excuse me?
What's your first name?
Market.
What is it?
Market.
Market?
Yes.
Honey, I'm hearing no.
You're hearing no?
I'm hearing no because I feel like what they're telling me is that there was a lot of damage done.
Okay.
There's a big trust issue here right now. I don't think she trusts you. What'd you do, Mark?
Just had a real big argument, big fight. Parents
yeah, but this big fight wasn't the only fight. This was something that was leading up to this fight, something that she's been frustrated for quite a while, Mark.
I mean, our relationship was good, but, you know, she just had trust issues with men anyway, going back to her past with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, but you didn't help matters, Mark.
I try to do the best I can, but no matter what I did, she just wasn't satisfied. I try to be, you know, the right person for her, open the door for her, compliment her, hold her hand, tell her how much I love her, you know, everything like that, but there could be something materialistic, meaning money-wise, that I couldn't afford, and she'll just shut me out, block my call.
Well, I think she was also looking for security. It wasn't just a trust issue. You know, I mean, it was a trust about the future.
Yeah, that too. I mean,
I'm not criticizing you, Mark. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, I understand.
I'm explaining to you where she's coming from. she doesn't want to be in a position where she feels that a man can't be an equal partner. Our trust issues were not about infidelity. It was about money.
Yeah, everything was with her was about money. It wasn't more about, you know, just the more common things with, you know, love and, you know, just being there and having a partner. Everything with her was always about money. And I was the one that was paying everything. And, you know, she was just taking.
Well, then why would you want her back, Mark?
Well, because I've been talking to other females, but I just don't have the connection like I have with her for some reason.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you something, and I know I'm extending this reading because I really want to help you. This is a pattern with you, Mark. Why are you taking women? You seem to attract women who take advantage of your kindness.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. That's my weakness. My kindness is my weakness.
Well, it's not a weakness. What it is a need to be loved. And what's happening is you're trying to buy it. The right woman's going to love you for you and appreciate your kindness.
Yeah, but the
if you see that pattern emerging, you need the strength to walk away so it doesn't keep happening. Do you agree?
I agree. I mean, she has been open. She wasn't, you know, it was like kind of hard because, like I said, maybe from her past relationship, because the person that she was with, she was.
Yeah, but sweetheart, you're not listening to me. This isn't about her past. It's about your pattern.
Yeah,
keep attracting art. Women who have issues and don't appreciate the man that you are. So you need to put a stop to this.
Yeah, and that's going to be kind of hard to do because that's just the type of person I am.
No, sweetheart, being a jerk is not the kind of person you are. Because a jerk is a person who allows people to take advantage of them. Do you agree?
I agree.
All right, so I didn't mean to, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm trying to do this real quick, and sometimes I have to be blunt.
I understand.
All right, so what I'm telling you is don't justify their past with your pattern. Find a woman who will appreciate and love you for you. Otherwise, you're going to keep running into this problem.
Yeah,
and
I have.
This treatment is not love.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing about it, because I have opened up and tried to talk to other females, but I just don't have that same connection like I
No, because your connection is based on your pattern. What you have to do is take a step back and ask yourself, why do I keep doing this? Why am I so attracted to people who mistreat me?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but, you know, I just still love her, and I'm still in love with her. So
well,
no,
you're going to continue your pattern, sweetie, and women will continue to take care of you, take advantage of you, and you're not going to be in a healthy relationship. So there is no but. You called me tonight, I hope, for the truth. Yes or no?
Yeah, you have.
All right, so I'm telling you the truth. There is no but. The connection you feel is your pattern. And you're supposed to be learning that it's not a good idea to entertain relationships where people are crapping on you. And until you realize that, you're going to just be hurt all the time. And I would think at your age, this is getting old.
Yeah, it is. I have been backing off, but she just found a way to keep drawing me back in. And every time
No, honey, let me tell you something. Nobody can make you do anything. You're a grown man. So Tracy and I deal in helping people become happy.
Yeah.
This is not making you happy, is it?
Well, I'm not happy because I was happy with her. But
no, happiness
now
is on you, not on somebody else. That's on you. But unfortunately, we're at the end of our time.
All right, look,
okay.
Why don't you give me a call for a full reading, sweetheart, and I can help you understand that when someone hurts you, that's not happy.
Make sure you visit the website, Kathleen Avino, A-V as in Victor, I-N-O, and then you'll get 10 minutes added on to your paid reading.
Not a problem.
This is KathleenAvino.com.
Right.
And if you want to set up a reading, you can give me a call. Just remember, it's New York time, 516-225-8054. Because, sweetheart, I want to see you happy. And this woman is not going to make you happy. Mm-mm. Not that anybody can make you happy, but she's not contributing to your happiness.
You're right, but it's so hard for me to let go. But I understand. I'll definitely go on your website.
Gotcha.
You know.
All right.
All right.
Take care,
we'll be blessed. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right. Sign us off, Kat. We're on the recording now, so finish this off.
All right. I want to thank everybody for calling. Like I said, tonight's topic was about being happy and being grateful for what you got. Don't entertain situations that are not going to make you happy. Life is too short. So I want to thank Tracy, and I want to thank everyone who called in and listened. And give us a call when you need us at shyowl.com and kathleenavino.com. That's K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, A as in apple, V as in Victor, I-N-O.com. Give us a call. We'll help you find that road to happiness. Be well. God bless.